There is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Wato ke lwa pova kweto, tato kalunga ne muyambeke. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. May God bless all of you. And I'm sure tonight many will be blessed. We have here in the studio with us, I'm here with Pastor Theodore from our branch in Greenwell. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening to everyone. Matakorapa Moshapalikini. Motometera Natango o programa Yehulfe Polokumona Ihuna, Tamwetero Congrega Universal. Good evening to everyone, Bishop.
Good evening. And also we have our testimony here tonight that will show to you you are going through a difficult time, a tough time. The testimonies that we bring to you show to you that it is possible. That's the title. That's the title of the program. There is a way out. There is a way out. There was a way out for Philemon, who is with us here in the studio, is going to be the testimony, testifying to us how God has transformed his life. Good evening, Philemon.
Good evening, Bishop.
You can greet also those who are listening.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Eagle FM.
Yes, may God bless. And the testimony of Philemon is inspiring because we are talking here before the program. And by the way, before the end, we are going to have the moment of prayer, right, yes, Pastor Theodore?
We are going to have. We are going to bless the water. And from 9:30, those who want to call us in the studio for us to talk with us.
Yeah, the first time, I mean, the first 30 minutes, the first half of the program, we are going to be hearing the testimony of Philemon as well. Going to be sharing the word of God with you. And from 9:30, we're going to open the lines too. Yeah. But those who are desperate for help, those who can't wait, they can call the toll-free number from the church. There are men of God waiting for you now. You are going through a tough time, difficult time, don't know what to do. 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free number, meaning toll-free number they don't need at time.
At time, it's for free, Oshali. O waraku dengera ongo dietu, Oshali ongereka, asitopo veri peifenga, o waraku wa dengera wapumbu ya likano, ehungo mwenyo, otoduruku denga kono morai, nola, etatu, onola wavali, ombali wavali, nonatu watatu, nonano. Andendula, nola, etatu, ombali wavali, ombali wavali, onola wavali, onatu watatu, nonano. Asitopo veri, they can call Bishop.
Yeah. Just grab your phone, your cell phone, and call now 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free number. The man of God waiting to include your name in the prayer book. Okay, but I would like to ask now to Philemon. He was telling us his testimony before the program started. His suffering started at a very young age. Right, Philemon?
Yes, Bishop.
So you didn't know your mother?
Yes, Bishop.
You came to know your mother. How old were you when you came to know your mother?
22, yes, Bishop.
22 years only?
Yes, Bishop.
At the age of 22 years old, you came to meet your mother?
Yes, so Bishop.
Who brought you up?
It was my father, Bishop.
Mm.
Yeah, at a very young age, my father passed away when I was 10 years. And from there, I started living in the street because I don't have anyone.
So wait. So you didn't know your mother?
Yes, Bishop.
And now at the age of 10 years old, your father died?
Yes, Bishop.
Where were you?
That time I was at Walvis Bay.
Walvis Bay.
Yes.
And now you didn't know the mother, your father who was raising you died. What happened to you?
Yeah, from there I just started living in the street. Then after 6 months, 5 to 6 months, I moved to Windhoek. Then
Wait, 10 years old?
Yes, Bishop.
You moved from Walvis Bay to Windhoek, but how? You came by yourself, or how it happened?
Yeah, I just came following the friends. Then from there...
Feel free if you want to speak also in your home language, Oshivambo, Oshindonga, I don't know your home language, but feel free as well, okay?
On the Ako Venduka, Sin... Then otakara atu nangarekemo koshionopa. We are just living under the bridge. Then okwishi junigono. Okumonana to shima shokuria. It was very hard for us to survive.
So how are you surviving? Staying here in the on the streets? Which side of Windhoek?
Of course, Southern Industry.
Southern Industry.
Yes.
So you were there with other boys, other children, your children?
Yes.
Teenagers?
Bishop. Yes, Bishop.
How are you surviving?
The top Karingatu at the Helekepoma robot and go. We used just to bake at the robot. Maraka kwa shawana ku okutu parufatush. It was not enough for all of us. We start stealing, just robbing people. Pakara natu, patamike noku vaka. Atu nyekuri ni maava nungao. Puke tu dureku hupa. For us to survive.
Would you steal what? Cell phone, wallet.
Yeah.
And how you were doing it?
We used to grab cell phones. And if you see a bag in the car, we break the car and we take out the bag, we check what is there. Pakara tu nyekure ngoti, ngotwa monotua, monjato ili nando motua, atu tunakuti etu wayo, atu kufa monjato, tutarekucha, oshikena na shiri motua. Shiri monjato.
Mareju ya kovenduka ave mwene, oya kuvaka, elala kanolo ya.
No, in nandi angeno kuvaka, okpengondi angeno kukongu hupiro. I did not come to steal. I came just to survive.
To make a living.
To make a living.
And how difficult it was, because there was no one taking care of you. Where were you sleeping?
I used to sleep under the bridge.
Sure.
Nda karanti anti nangara koshionopa. Gashi pefimboru tarara openoma uma pepsa mwakura umonetwa karatu atu nangara mo mapepsa umungao. At the winter time, we used to go under those big pipes. It's where we used to sleep.
Trying to look some for a place to warm yourselves.
Yes, Bishop.
So how many could be maybe there? Maybe five more or less?
Yeah, 3 to 4, the Bishop.
Sure.
But that Pirovani.
Meshuarine mujuomo. Okwarungu nanande kucha eitavero irwete rero kuchongara muyote karondoro kafikurumwe.
Kakwa dinta ndine kirongera munyika shenje nandosha. Yo kakwa ndi tavira mukarunga nokuri.
Yeah.
Kwa ita ndipura kuchakeko.
Okeko.
Kwa ndipura kuchakeko. So I don't believe if life can change.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God. Or think that God is not alive.
Oh. Why did you believe this? Is because of the suffering? Umaru okumoni huna kwe opposhekuni vuwe tavere kuchakalunga keko iroshi. Shashopena apurikini peifenga totupurikine. Pamu otumoni huna. Ndepefe kucha umama jirajo uchowete kuchakalunga keko. The bishop is, they maybe they are also listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening, and they are going through suffering. And this person thinks there is no God. because of the suffering that he's going, he or she is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And as Philemon is saying here, he has the thought that God did not exist because of the suffering he was going mm-hmm. through.
But so, there was a way out. Mm-hmm. There is a way out. For those who are listening to us right now, you are suffering. Maybe you lost a family member, just like Philemon lost his father at the age of 10 years old only. And to make it worse, he had nobody.
Nobody, Bishop.
They had no one there for him. He only came to know his mother. He was only 22 years old. And maybe you lost a family member, loved one. And you don't know what to do. But the same way he found the way out, you can find. And by the way, you can call our toll-free number and ask for help. Include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. There are men of God wait for your call. They will include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. But, Philemon, how was life there? Were you afraid? Because usually people who live in this situation, homeless situation, they live in fear. That's why they try to find ways. Friends.
Yeah, ways.
Ways, try to find friends on the streets who are going through the same. Were you like afraid of somebody coming and attacking you? Did you have fear inside?
Yeah, I was having fear, Bishop. Because that time I was too young and where we used to sleep, it was not even safe. During the night, we don't sleep around 12. We wait until 2 days is where we are going to sleep. Because we are afraid, what if something come up and
you can be attacked.
Attacked us. It was very hard and I was very afraid.
So, you were struggling for everything, struggling for food.
Yes, Bishop.
And how would you feel? I'm sure you wouldn't feel good seeing maybe because you saw other kids of your age.
Yes.
You were 10, 11. How many years you stayed in this situation?
I staying there for, let me say, for almost seven years.
Almost seven. So from the age of 10 to 17.
Yes,
Bishop. Somewhere there.
10 to 19.
19, so it was even more.
Even more. Yes.
So you'd see kids, children, students going to school. How would you feel inside?
I feel bad because I know the pain of that life. And sometimes I think if I had condition for me to support where I can support. Because I know the life of street kids and I know the pain. Yes, Bishop.
And how would you feel as well seeing other children walking with the mother, walking because you didn't know your mother, your father died? How difficult was that for you?
Yeah, it was very difficult, Bishop, because sometimes I think let me say, I used to blame my father a lot. That why my father have to pass away while I'm young? I'm suffering because of him. And when I look at the other kids with their parents, I feel bad. And sometimes I go behind the wall and cry.
Sure.
Yes, Bishop.
You remember that?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, and now in that kind of life, other things started. Did you start addiction? Did you have addictions like alcohol, smoking? Did you end up getting problems of addiction?
Yes, Bishop. I start drinking alcohol. Sometimes someone give us the money to go buy food, but I have to go buy alcohol for me to drink. And after that, I start sniffing the petrol.
Petrol.
Because when you sniff petrol, it's like you go high. You forget everything. But after that, you just came back to normal.
So, So alcohol was there like a way out for you.
Yes.
But it was making you more to go to suffer. And that's what we have. Many people, they look a way out for them. But Bishop, in drugs, in alcohol, akongo ekupilo mamalo du, no mamaka wala kujamo wafika pondo deyo tomani kuna dekwete kuchaboto kapeni before oi minganga muifi oki angata no marodu tono inganga muifi shajwala kudzimba upsaka diwe mana ndeshine tono inganga muifi roto marodu mangula natangu upsaka diwe kutarera ngashato pikineke okolola mbangila filimonya apa oshonave pamu uno upsaka juringa. Yeah, unupsaka jenga. There is a way out for you. Openon jira kujamo. Oviko wapumba kui longa shi filimo netulo. Yungo tetulombole kuchokwa jamo ngeipi. Filimon himself will tell us how he found the way out.
Yeah, but before that,
yes.
now to feed the addiction, how are you doing that?
Yeah, shashi, otwata mikuku. Satu atu monuma ruampo atu ati atu karatu atu indire po marobota atu tuane kumwe atu karanto petrola atu karanto marodu. Yeah, those small men that we get at the robots, we put them together, we go buy alcohol and petrol for us to sniffing.
Mm.
Yes.
And you who are listening to us right now, you see, it's very easy to judge people.
Mm.
When we see people begging on the streets by the robots, mm. We have to know that they are going through a tough time.
Tough time.
They are not there because they like, oh, because they enjoy that kind of life.
Yes, for sure.
So we have to be merciful.
Yeah.
Okay? Even though people, they were giving money, they would say to you, go and buy bread.
Yes,
but you would take the money and go and buy alcohol instead.
Yes, Bishop. To buy alcohol and petrol.
And when people, they would give you no money, now, what would you do? Steal.
There is where we are going to steal, Bishop. Popona to tamike atukayaka, atutianande tua, atunyekanu inima. We break us, we grab things from people, and we go sell.
Mm. And yes, with the money, you
we start buying alcohol and petrol again, Bishop.
I see. It's like a
cycle.
A cycle, a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle.
Now, you were telling us as well that you came to a point of being arrested.
Yes, Bishop.
How many times?
I mean, when on Tamangwaru Luni, Maramodrong on Damorum, I got arrested 4 times and I was in jail 1 time.
Mm. And why were you being arrested? Because of the stealing. You said to us as well before the program that when there was a problem in that area, the police officers of obviously doing their job.
Yeah, they will always target them.
They would come straight to you guys.
Yes, Bishop.
They knew where you were sleeping.
Yes, Bishop. Because they know us already that we are the troublemaker there. Obeshishi na ku jose apeto utaka dimo moru kandangao. Avieke vukirira narekuse. They come straight to us.
Mm.
Yes.
So 4 times.
4 times, Bishop.
And there was once you were telling us that there was a big fight and you almost killed somebody.
Yes, Bishop. Shashi eskuoro ta otayaki nima yo anute yane turamba ya rinima yao. That day we steal something and people, they were after us.
Mm.
Then for us to protect ourselves and things that we stole, we have to start fighting. Otwata mikoku kwanja opoget pa amene po inimashe ta. Even though we know that it's not our things, but we have to fight. But to see which in Makishe to Ashke, Opega to Yamin in Nepo, Setu and I, to Neke Kukonj. And that day I hit someone with a bottle of beer.
Sure.
And that guy almost died. Eskuron that thing go nune kente monte Robira uno angara senokuri. And of ku japopo eskuror of sikunda and damangweko paris. Or of kunteki angantiri modrong. The day, that day, from that day is the day that I find myself in the jail.
Mm. Because the police came looking for you.
Yes, Bishop.
The guy went to hospital.
Yes, Bishop.
So do you remember the day? Do you still remember the day that the officers, they came to fetch you?
It was on the Saturday, Bishop.
Mm.
Yes.
They came specifically to you or they were looking who did it?
Yeah, because people they know us already in the location. Mm. Then they tell the police that it's those guys that are bringing problems in the street. Obvious vukirira kushe ko ano viva varumbero police kucha. Amatingamba hakara mo morukanda mtanye kaminim. Obo vadengon. They told the police that we are the one that beat hit the guy.
Mm.
They came to us then for me to protect my friends, I had to say, okay, I'm the one who did it.
You took the blame for yourself.
I took the blame for myself.
They have a word for it, Bishop. They say like they take the case on the chest. They take the case.
Mm.
I will take the
How
case.
How do you say that, Yoshivam?
Sakandi kufere Yeah, they say it in Afrikaans, the sack of my boss. They take the case for themselves because of protecting their friends.
Mm.
It's common among people who do crime. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's common among them. And that's why I believe he did it. So you are the only one who was arrested.
I was the only one. Because I know we don't need to get arrested, all of us.
Yeah.
Then only one must... Even if we grab something or we steal something, then they were looking for us. Only one person that had to take the blame for the case.
Mm. So you took the blame?
Yes, Bishop.
And what happened? So they took you to jail now?
Yeah, vakufangene tatarangi ko dorongo. Ndakara shashondamo. Romaka, Sondaha, Mandaha, Etivariopondaka Kokot. I went there in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is the time is the day that I went to court. And on tapo obey and if tiremongeno. Mara kantineke kuchoreta druko futirangem. I get a bail for me to pay for myself. But no one is there to pay for me.
Mm.
Yes.
So nobody.
Nobody.
Appeared.
Yes.
You were hoping maybe somebody would.
Yes.
Come to help.
Because they were even on the radio, looking for my family. But I believe no one heard about it. Very no radio ta Congo family ngenopo yui futirenge mo. Mara kapena keku mutu onti tavira kuchakapena u udako esha mara diamut.
How long did you stay in prison now?
Yeah, I stayed there for 4 months.
Oh. 4 months.
Yes.
Okay.
And how difficult, how painful was that, Philip? Which kind of thoughts? I'm sure evil thoughts, bad thoughts. Which kind of thoughts were going through your mind?
Because it was very hard, Bishop. And first, I was thinking that no, it's better for me to commit suicide, for me to end the pain. Okwari shi shaju paranai no kwa itandi dira dirandi kufun umwenyonge no. Opoike ndi andi poraku changao otandi tandi kurifa pu upchaka jausho utandi pitire mo munga na mwenye. And while I was there in the prison, it was very hard because I was young and there is big people there. Sometimes
older people.
Sometimes we we get food to eat. And you know already that you are not going to eat the meat.
You are not going to eat.
They will take it.
They will take it.
And you go to sleep hungry.
Yes, Bishop.
Sure. What was the worst moment there in the prison, Philemon? What was the worst moment?
Yeah, the worst moment is it was when, like, I have, sometimes I sleep with hunger, and even if you are going to eat to get the food tomorrow, you know that you are not going to eat. And there was a time that one guy hit me, and I know he's the elder in the prison. Mm. And I could not fight back. And I'm thinking that if I was having someone to pay for me, I would be out of the prison. Anti Prakucha. And to kwa inti no nungu ta druku futirange momo drunku. And to nge non tazamu anari. And tina anti pitiramu asha kwa anti pitiramu.
So, by the way, those who are listening to us right now, Pastor Theodore.
Yes, sure.
Suicide is not an option. Never, never. Yeah.
Yes, Bishop. Oh, to purikine pay for audite kororo mbangila Philemon. Kuikufo mwenyo, ashota shikandura ponkando. Onjira, pamwa otomoni huna, ujo hapo, wafina inoka kwa uju. Otope mbe Jovanu, otope mbe jo family, otope mbe di Karunga. Shashi tomoni huna. Mara Karunga e ala kukufa mamu uju omu. Karunga. God wants to help this person, Bishop. No matter the pain this person goes through, we have the testimony of here. This person can hear the testimony of Philemon. And he's here to tell us what God did in his life.
How his life has changed. Because today, he's no longer in jail.
He's no longer in jail.
Today, he's a blessed man.
Mm.
We are going to continue. The time is not going to be enough to tell everything tonight. Right. We are going to continue on Tuesday next week.
Yes, Bishop.
Can you come back?
Yes, Bishop.
Tuesday next week, he's going to tell us how his life changed. From being in jail, being beaten up, hungry, no family, nobody to bail him out of prison, thinking of committing suicide. That's how his life was. There was a moment that you thought, Philemon, that you were born to suffer. Would you have thoughts like you are born to suffer?
Yes, Bishop. Upara andi dira kucha. Oiko ngera mwinyango. I was thinking that that is my life. I'm just going to continue like that.
Suffering.
I was suffering. I was not thinking that. I was not knew that there is a way out. Kwa andi pura kucha penonchira kujamu.
Wadaro kumoni huna.
Oh, ndadaro kumoni huna.
Yeah, ngash pamo oto dira pamo wadaro kumoni huna. Shashoto fina ne ono omo psaka japo. But that's the reason why many people are thinking that, entertaining that thought that I was born to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And they start blaming God, they start blaming everyone, they start blaming the situation.
Would you blame who for your suffering?
I was blaming my father.
Yeah. Though he was dead.
Yes, Bishop.
He had died, and he didn't die because he wanted to die.
Yeah. Yes, Bishop.
He just died.
Yes, Bishop.
So it was not his fault.
It was not his fault.
But to blame others is not going to solve your problem. But if you can believe in God, just like Philemon did one day, your life can change. By the way, before the end of the Stop Suffering here on Eagle FM, we are going to have the moment of praying about 25 minutes. We're going to have the moment of prayer. Have your glass of water ready. Have your bottle of water ready. Why we pray for the water? Because it's biblical, Pastor
it's
Theodore.
Biblical.
It's Exodus chapter 23. If they have their Bible, they can open the Bibles now.
Yeah. Yes, Bishop.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Biblia to drukui patolu rapeife. Membo, like Exodus. Oshikapitoli
23:25.
Omelongo mbali nana to kapitoli ovesi omelongo mbali nambali nanano. Opo osho atu ambekelo mea. Atu ipeve ko 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 atu ko kabrega kashona. Atu walukapefe.
uchane uthi woye uthike peni okuna onjira kuzamu kuri sapo okumona ihuna oprograma toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga patrura o radio yoye etiari netine omugoi sigo omlongo usiku kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoyuye.
Well, we are going to have the moment of prayer in few minutes. And Philemon is going to be back with us here on the Stop Suffering next week, Tuesday, to tell us how his life changed. But it's important people to understand, Pastor Reinhold.
Yes, Bishop.
We are here now in the studio with Pastor Reinhold from our branch in Mix, Brekvata.
Yes, Bishop, in Brekvata.
There is a way out. Just there, like there was a way out for Philemon. If they can believe, if they can have faith in God, there is a way out for them.
Yes, Bishop. If they can believe, as the Bible said, that for those who believe, everything is possible. It's only possible because they believe that God can change anything. Shashoita era kucha karungo tavuru okurundurura engara mwenyo dao shashopuna no yimbo no iri na itaira. There are so many people who don't believe that the situation that they are going through, it will never change. They were born like that, they will die like that, and they will live in that condition for the rest of their life. So tuno vando vengi mbu veri mo mongaro nje athanambo mbu mave muno umba oma udewu. Mare uvarimo mundungu keke nongamburo kusha. Emaene no kupita mungaro nje athanamba. Muhona shiwa kambura munjambi. Muhona maene no kukuvatira. Muhona maene no kukwitha mungaro nje athambo. Mouze umbu, mbu, mbu, mbu nao nambano nei nei nei. Shiwa anja muhona, shiwa anja uruvede kunjambi. Njambi maene no kukuvatira. If you give God a chance, God will be able to transform your life.
And we want to talk to you as well who are in prison, that those who are there in prison.
Yes, Bishop.
I was informed that there are people who are in prison listening to us.
There
is a solution for them.
There is
a way out for them.
There is a way out, Bishop. There is a way out for you. You are listening to us now. You find yourself in this situation and you look at your life that there is nothing you can do or there is no one to help you. We are telling you Jesus can. Jesus, you just need to believe. No one came to Jesus, Bishop, and went back the same. And no one will come to Jesus and remain what? The same. Kapenao te yaku Yesusa, ndongara mwenye wa te kara ya fafana. Kapenao yaku Yesusa, nando mambi beri atulesh. Kapenao yaku Yesusa, ndongara mwenye wa te kara ya fafana. Ikesha umo yaku Yesus, Yesusa kwenye ambidida. Nakarungote Yesusa te kutuku ambidida. Okuno mwenye. So you just need to believe. Wapu mwe kuitavera monjove akarunga. And God will walk, Bishop, yeah. No matter the situation.
And the Bible says, I would like to share before I start calling people, inviting people to call on air. The Bible verse of tonight is in the book of Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. The 9th chapter of Mark, verse number 23, when the Lord Jesus said, it's written. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, all things are possible. Do you believe that God can change your life? So you're going to call us now. You're going to call us now. You can call the number of the radio for you to include your name in the prayer. 083-088-401. That's the number for you to call now on Ego FM. Speak to us live and include your name in the prayer. 083-2888-401. But the lines, they can get very busy and you can call the church. You can call the church 0800-22-3335. Do we have a caller? Not yet, but you can call us now. I think we have a caller now. Yes. Good evening, Ego FM. Hello, Ego FM. Good evening. I think we lost the caller. You can keep trying. Don't give up.
Yes, Bishop. Oh, wala kupa sana je tulimo studio. Pevyo to druku denga. Onomora yako studio. Nola etatu natu mbali etatu 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 ne nola imwe. Oto druku tu dengera. Otu eto kuchotu na onuta denge kolo ena pefe.
Good evening, Ego FM.
Hello?
We lost the caller again. You can keep trying. 083-2888-401. Good evening, Ego FM. Lost the caller? Hello? Ego FM? Yes. And you can call also the church. There are men of God waiting to include your name in the prayer book. 0800-22-3335. Pastor Theodore. There's a caller.
Good evening. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
How are we?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How can we help you?
I want to put myself in prayer.
Okay. I'm talking to?
Victoria Angola.
Victoria Angola. You are calling from?
From Oshakati.
Oshakati. Okay, what do you want us to pray for you, Victoria?
Sorry?
What is the problem that you want us to pray for you? We are including you in our prayer book.
Family, financial life.
What problems do you have? Family, financial, sickness, sleepless nights, spiritual attacks? Hello? I think we have some network problems.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, what is your problem for us to be praying for you?
I'm having a lot of problems.
Okay.
So I want... Yeah, Jesus to change my life.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. We will keep you in prayers. Just prepare a glass of water. After the program, we'll be praying for you.
All right.
Good evening.
All right.
So in a few moments, we're going to have the moment of prayer. Prayer can move mountains. You can call and include your name in the prayer book 0832. 888-401. That's the number to call. Speak to us on air here on Ego FM. But if you want to call off air, speak to one of the men of God taking names also in the prayer book 0800-22-3335. Good evening, Ego FM. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you, madam?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. What's your name?
Julia Moses.
Julia Moses. So, how can we help you? What's the problem that you have, madam?
I got a family problem.
Family problems.
Yeah, like my father got married to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the same house. But they don't normally talk to each other, like discussing not something important.
So you want to include their names in the prayer book?
I want them to have peace.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to be praying for your mother and father, for the whole family.
Okay,
have a glass of water ready. We're going to pray before the end of the program.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless. So you can include your name, the name of your loved ones in the prayer book, 0832-888-401 is the number to call. Pastor Reinhold, please, next person.
Good evening, Eagle FM.
Lost the caller. You can keep trying. But if the lines get busy, you can just call the toll-free from the church. You can call 0800-22-3335.
Good evening, Eagle FM.
Good evening, Doctor.
How are you?
I'm good. Who
are we talking to?
We are speaking to Ndapandula.
Okay, Ndapandula, what can we pray for you?
I want you to pray for my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter?
Yeah, he's just 5 years, but he's usually still too much, even at school.
Okay. Anything else?
That's the only thing.
Okay. So we... Your name, please?
My name is Peterina.
Your name is who? Come again.
I say the name of the child is Peterina.
Okay. All right. We are going to include you in our prayer at the end of the program.
Okay, Dad.
All right.
God bless. And you can keep trying calling 0832-888-401. And there are people who are desperate right now, Pastor Theodore.
Yes,
they should not give up. There is a way out.
Yes,
we are here to tell them.
There is a way out.
With faith in God,
yes,
everything is possible.
If they just believe. Okay. Then we have a caller now online.
Good evening, caller. Hello? Hello?
We lost the caller.
As Bishop was saying, Bishop, even this, the way Jesus told this man, was having a son that was epileptic.
Mm.
He was suffering from epilepsy. He did not know where to go.
The father was suffering,
yes,
because of the child's suffering.
Child, yes.
And there are many parents right now who are suffering with their children.
Their children.
Because the children's sick or is addicted.
Yes, Bishop. They are giving problems in any way.
Good evening, caller. Eagle FM.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Mm.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, ma'am. Good evening.
Okay. Oh, I'm a mother and a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer with my son, who is addicted to drugs.
And drugs.
Mm.
Okay. You're calling for me, ma'am.
Always I...
You're calling from?
From Windhoek.
Okay. From Windhoek. Okay. For us to include...
I tried also to convince him not to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
He's not agreed.
Okay. What is his name?
His name is Stephen.
Who? Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay. We will include him in our prayer, our book. We will pray, believe God will do his work. The Holy Spirit will do.
I believe.
Yeah, just believe. Okay. Good evening. Just prepare a glass of water. We will pray at the end of the program. Thank you.
So people have to understand, Pastor Theodore, that it's just a matter of believing.
Yes, Bishop.
They have to believe,
they believe
in the promises of God. If God promised, he can fulfill his promise.
Yes.
Let me talk to the next caller.
Good evening, Ego FM. Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah.
How can we help you tonight?
I just want to get in the training with my son.
Come again, sir?
I just want to get interfering in my study.
Well, okay. You want to include your name in the prayer as well?
Excuse me?
You want to include your name in the prayer? Do you want your name to be prayed for?
Okay. Because I was age 11 last year, but I just not to go to the prayer, sir.
Mm-hmm. What's the name?
Edias.
Come again, please.
Edias.
Edias. And you are calling from where?
From Mbiti.
Which place?
All the way from Mbiti.
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 Oh,
yeah,
I see. Coming from Mbiti. We are going to pray for you.
From Angwena region.
Mm. We are going to be praying for you. Prepare your glass of water.
Yes,
okay.
God bless you. Good night.
Okay.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, we are back and you can keep trying to call. I think we have another caller on the line. Not yet. Yeah, the call is there. Pastor Ring,
hold, please speak to the caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I don't
know. Okay. Where are you from, Michigan? Okay. Rumekida kakopikoe komia, koni mai garikano, atuke kutura mai garikano. Koni mai program.
And in case the lines are busy, you can call the helpline. And the number of the church, Pastor Theodore,
yes,
is 24/7.
24/7.
They can call anytime. Today, even tomorrow.
Even tomorrow.
Nangura.
No Mongura.
Nangura, they can call.
Nomara Ongereka. Nomara Ongereka Shali. Nandokonima program. Natango to Drugu Dengera. Nola. Etatu Otuna Natango Onuta Denga. We have a call online.
Hello? 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 Good evening.
Hello?
No.
Ona ongo di yongereka o shali o nola o etatu o nola wavali o mbali wavali o natu watatu no nano todruku dengero o toll free eto namba o shali tui dengero efimbokesh o laino asi topo veri veku vateri veku kungo moin.
Well, we are approaching the moment of prayer, but we have another caller. Good evening, Ego FM.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, good. I'm speaking to whom? What's your name?
Michael.
Michael's calling us from where?
From Oshakati.
Oshakati. So, Michael, how can we help you tonight?
I want you to pray for me, drugage. Everything.
I see.
Yes, drugage, everything.
Okay. Do you believe God can help you?
Yes, I believe. I believe.
So please prepare, Michael, a glass of water. Prepare a bottle of water. We're going to be praying for you shortly.
Okay, sir.
God bless you, Michael.
Okay.
God bless you.
Well, the moment of prayer is approaching now. We are going to ask God on your behalf. We're going to pray for your glass of water, your bottle of water. And even if you don't have the water, we're going to be praying for them the same way.
The same way, Bishop.
But it's important for people to understand that every Friday, in the Universal Church, you have the deliverance prayer. I think we have one more caller. Do we? Pastor Theodore, get the last caller, please.
Good evening. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How are we?
Well, the moment of prayer is approaching now. I would like to invite you to pray with us, but as we were saying, in the Universal Church, every Friday, we have a day of deliverance. Throughout Namibia, countrywide, in all our branches, and you can call our toll free to inquire the nearest branch, 0800-22-3335. Even after the program,
yes,
the toll free continues.
It's continue. No, koni my program, ato duruku tu dengera ongereka etu onomara ongereka ojo shali. No pumbo kredita onomara yo nola hetatu nola nola mbali mbali natu 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 nonano. Andendulamo nola etatu onola bavali ombali bavali no natu batatu no nano otoduruku denga no mangurongura iloko ngoroshipo natu yoko ngorash asitopo veri ive kuhungum. They can call our toll free during the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. The pastors are there to help them.
The men of God are waiting for your call, and the doors of the Universal Church are opened tomorrow. Our headquarters, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz, here Vinduk CBD, you are most welcome. We have services at 7 o'clock in the morning, followed by 10 o'clock. 12 lunchtime service, 3 p.m., and the main service at 6 p.m. And it as well in all our branches. You are most welcome to visit us. But now the time of prayer has arrived. I will ask Pastor Reinhold to start the prayer, and we are going to talk to God after that.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Niwanje na tutameke negari kano jetu. Karunga kanje omedina Jesus Christus watandigari kanene antu embono ya heri ya denga nena mostu dionjino na ambono iri na amona ompito yoku denga kukucha karunga kanje opo uya tarerepo nde toya mangurura kudhi umbono uri ta uya kemitha momitima dhao anu embono iri ya denga ngono tati kuchokuna udhigu po katika tatewe na memewe. Na ngono tati kuchokuna udhigu no kana kehono kerita ke hama katandwa. Ndena sigo paifengino keri megumbo. Na ngono apumbwa eidhope mojoe karunga kanje. Mironga eoskora omwa patururo miyero da ntue. Na atu ganda ombe poyon tonti satana. Kucha izemo mwuma gumboga onomo mitima dao no menjira dao. Ome dina Jesus Christ ombe poyon tonti atu ganda atuti kucha za.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we ask you to bless this water with your power. And the moment they will drink from this blessed water, Lord, let them be strong. Let them be free. Let them sleep well tonight and tomorrow, my Lord. they will have the strength to start a new life and come to church, my Father, to overcome the problems. In Jesus' name, amen. Drink now the blessed water. Drink with faith. May God bless you. We have now the last five minutes of the program. And people have to understand that there is a way out, Pastor.
Yes, Bishop.
We are going to continue with the testimony of Philemon.
Yes.
Next week, Tuesday, here.
Yes.
Same time.
Same place. We will be in the same faith.
9 p.m. with the Stop Suffering program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God here in Namibia. The members, they are the ones who they are the sponsors, the supporters of the Stop Suffering program. But people have to understand that regardless of their religion, their background, God is there for them.
Yes, for sure.
Jesus said, come to me. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. Come to me, all those who are weary and have laden, and I'll give you rest. This person who is tired, you are tired of suffering. You are tired of this situation in your life. You are tired of being a victim of witchcraft, of bad luck. God can set you free. But Jesus, the thing is, Jesus said, come to me.
Yes, Bishop.
They have to leave their houses.
Their houses.
They have to leave the place where they are and go to the house of God.
Yes, Bishop. Apolikini, keshe titano mongereka ya universala, otune ealikano le manguruko. Owete kuchwa loloka unon tengi. Tomifuna ne kwa ke mepo danyata. Tofina kwa kwa atondivo pa mepo. Atondivo pa umofiku. Omari kanopeli. Ove kwa pumbwa kukufongatu. Nde tofiki apape nongereka universal. Ngege kushapa ili. Kufiko ngodye. Ototengero nomba yeti oshali. Nola etatu. Nola mbali mbali. Natu nano. Asi topo veyo tae kupo maere. Kuchongereko ilipeni. Nde ngengo wale evatero. Karungo peri, ino kari kuri mumbo tofina ne kwa kumbo psakati. To dengwa kato ndivoe, to turwa koshi kato ndivoe. Yesus okwea kutumangurua, okwea kutukufomi tengi, etidi juu kuma pepetu. Jesus will deliver them from any spiritual burden that is upon them, Bishop.
And there in Greenwell tomorrow, Nangura, Pastor.
Tomorrow we are there at Greenwell next to the mobile police station. Our service 6 in the morning, 10, 3 p.m., and six, the main service, 6 p.m., we will be waiting for you to make for your prayer for your deliverance.
In Oshakati, tomorrow?
Moshakati, tulipo kanjengedi, o main road ayuka, ko, eshike tofiki po, mongwedi vauka, ko shakati. Ongereka etopo eri, asitopo veri, openo service, oeali yongura, ponlongo, ponnatu, noko ama noko matango,
Ondangwa.
Asita, asitopo veri. Mondango tuliko ni mayo luno primary school, koluno primary school, ilipope pino community hall. Yosevese etopo eali, ponlongo, ponnatu, noko ama noko matango, asitopo veri tae kuvatele, vekuningile eali kanolele manguruko. Tomorrow, 6 p.m.
We're not going to be able to give all the addresses of the church. We have a place where we pray there in Mix, in Brakvata.
Yes, Bishop.
Where is it?
We are in Efululu, Mix, in Efululu, next to the kindergarten. Every Friday, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Okay, so you can look for the nearest branch. You can call our toll-free number 0800-22-3335 0800-22-3335 and you can inquire the nearest address. And I'm sure the power of God is going to be blessing your life. You're going to see what God is going to do. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, 10 o'clock in the morning, usually our main service is at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can also look for the nearest address and come with a bottle of water.
Yes, for sure.
We are always praying for the water.
They can come and pass on the altar. For them to surrender their lives this coming Sunday.
It's going to be a special Sunday.
O sondaha zutu no sondaha showina. O atu kapiteni koshi ambero. Tu anjenye ngana mwenye detu koshi ambero kukarunga. Ireni ponlongo. Mo sondaha. Ete nyoka kende komia. Keshe ko. Ongereka universalo ilime doropa jiseda Namibia.
It's for free. By the way, they don't have to pay for prayers. Nah. They don't have to pay for anything. Well, we are coming to the end of the show. The program, may God bless you all. Good night.
The Namibia Statistics Agency will collect data on the 2025-2026 Namibia Household Income and Expenditure Survey from March 2025 until March 2026. The NHIES is a household-based survey designed to collect data on income and expenditure patterns of households in Namibia. Before the main field work for the NHIES commences, the NSA will conduct a pilot survey in 8 regions throughout the country from the 30th of September until the 20th of October 2024. The regions where the NHIES pilot will take place are the Erongo, Hardab, Zambezi, Kavango West, Kunene, Komas, Omaheke, and Omusati regions. The purpose of the pilot is to test and prepare the methodology and survey instruments. To carry out this crucial task, dedicated and trained field teams will be deployed in those specific areas to collect the data. Our field staff are identifiable via their IDs, NHIES identification cards, uniforms, as well as branded NSA vehicles. We urge the nation to cooperate and participate in this national exercise. By law, all statistics are confidential, and disclosure of any information obtained in the NHIES without lawful authority is a criminal offense.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.